Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions but very few of the answers. The man who just dropped his microphone is performing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from the 24th to the 5th of March and April, respectively. It's a big hello to Sammy Shah.
Thank you very much. Do have good mic technique.
I thought drop the mic off the top. You're good at comedy. I'm going to pre-drop the mic.
I'm very big on pratfalls and that kind of like old school slapstick stuff. Yeah. That's mostly my show at this point.
Drop the mic first and then tell a very quiet joke.
That's right. It's a mime. I studied.
I mean, it's an interesting approach.
I studied the French mime school of miming. It's called Le Mime, and it was amazing. Yes.
Great. Your show is called Cuck. That is what is branded across your face on every poster of yours across town through March and April. Strong name.
Strong name. Bold
strong open.
Name.
Bold as dropping the mic at the top of the show.
I feel like the mic technique kind of sets you up for the name, basically, the name reveal.
Yeah.
Yes, it's called Cuck, which is short for cuckold.
Thank you.
I don't want someone to go, he misspelled cock. Yeah. Like, how stupid is this guy? And it's about being cucked. So I'm looking forward to performing my trauma.
How are you feeling about, like, I mean, it's the first festival back after lockdown. It was cancelled last year. You know, all these shows, you feeling all right?
So I'm still at that stage where every time I see people on social media or any comedians going, I can't believe the festival's happening finally, I'm always like, shut up. Stop jinxing it. You people are idiots.
Yeah.
We will not know it's happening until it's happening.
Exactly.
Right? So just keep quiet until then.
The festival's on in a couple of days' time. Got some friends coming down from Sydney and they're like, I'll see you next week. And I'm like, that's optimistic.
Hopefully...
But let's see what happens.
Because
you've got cases.
Yeah, they've got cases. We're always one, you know, virile security guard away from another outbreak as well.
Exactly.
So let's not play those games. Here's what I know. I know the festival so far currently appears to be happening, and I'm very excited about...
Well, I mean, we're recording this on a Thursday.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I am excited about the anticipation.
That's right.
If not the festival itself.
Yeah. During lockdown, lots of time on our hands.
Yes.
Quizzes in the newspaper. Did they crop it up at all?
Are
you a quiz person?
I am a quiz person, but because I have an 11-year-old daughter, all my quizzes are Disney princess related.
Oh, yeah. Which princess are you?
Well...
And which princess are you?
For starters, it turns out I'm Pocahontas.
Great.
Which I thought was a little bit like, all right, at least I'm not, you know, because I'm brown, I thought, oh, at least I can be Jasmine, but I didn't get Jasmine, I got Pocahontas, which is cool. The one that we've been really stressed about right now is which Disney villain sidekick are you?
Oh.
And I ended up getting Flotsam and Jetsam.
Right.
From Ariel's, Ursula's villain, Ursula being the villain there. And so that's been a really intense part of our daily life, is trying to figure that out. Those are the quizzes I specialize in.
Trying to reconcile that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm sure a subject for your therapist as well.
Yeah, she's made a lot of money off of Flotsam and Jetsams and how I really felt like they do represent me.
This year's show is called Cuck, short for Cuckold. Next year's show, Flotsam.
Flotsam. And
short
then the year
Flotsam
after
and
Jetsam.
Jetsam.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to space it out, you know?
Great.
Yeah.
All right, well, you have a brains trust to assist you today in the quiz from the Saturday paper that we're doing. Would you like to meet them?
Why not? They're here. Might as well.
Let's speak first to a niche app designer.
Mm-hmm.
Find out just how niche they get. It's a big hello to Rain.
Hey.
Hi, Rain.
Hi, nice to meet you.
What's the last app you designed?
The most recent one is an app for how to tell if your clothes are dry.
That's interesting.
It's
redundant.
Niche.
Very niche.
Or like, do you like the comfort of knowing? Like,
so wait, how
work?
Does it work? Is it linked to your washing machine or your dryer? Sorry, and then the dryer notifies your phone.
Oh, that would have been much better.
What did you go with?
Yeah, we actually just. Oh wow, I'm gonna have to talk to the guys about this. Ours is just like. You just put the time that you put the clothes on the line, mm-hmm. and then it's basically a bomb
weather
app.
It guesses off the weather.
It's not even like that. So, that's
I mean, yours isn't bad, to be honest.
Yeah,
what you've described then is actually quite good.
It's a lot more coding than I would have anticipated going into this thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would use what you've just described there.
Okay.
I already do my weather, my laundry based on the bomb
that's
details.
Really,
this is just working backwards from there.
Well, I am excited to hear the list of apps that are that good because that's actually not bad.
Right.
As they crop up across the course.
Absolutely.
Of
yeah. Well, there's heaps because I have like a little hub. So.
Great. Do you have anything in the dating world?
At the moment, because we are niche, we're working on people who are really into D&D, who want to date people who aren't into D&D.
I feel like that's anyone who's into D&D.
You'd inevitably
date a person not into D&D.
Yeah. You'd be surprised not a lot of people go not into D&D back to D&D interested.
Yeah, right. That's the flow.
Once you go D&D.
It flows in one direction. It doesn't flow in the other direction.
Exactly. Just got to get those, you know, that river to, you know, go in one direction.
And so how does that app work?
At the moment, it's a lot like Tinder in the way that it's like Tinder, but we only send the code to hook up to it to Games Workshops in Melbourne. And we also...
So Tinder.
Pardon?
So it's Tinder.
I'm not a thief.
No. Okay, sorry.
No one called you one.
Absolutely.
You've brought that up yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe it's on your mind or something.
No, I can't think of why it would be. What's the name of this app?
That's not like Tinder at all.
No, it's not. It's called D&Deer.
Dinder.
All right. Yeah.
Dinder.
Yeah.
I don't know if that... Okay. All right. I guess we'll see what the court says.
Yeah, I'm not a thief.
Yeah.
Fair right.
Yeah. Of course. So. Yeah. No one's accusing you of that.
No.
No, except for yourself. Okay, so that's Rain. She's going to be here to help you out throughout the quiz. But it doesn't stop there. It's a big hello to Dracula's makeup artist. Wow, Fran,
how
hello.
How you going? You all right?
Yeah.
It's really good to see you all. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here. It's very exciting. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, you're not a problem. I am very much on today. Like during the day, obviously, I don't really work. So it's really, really nice to finally be here out in the sun where I can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
What kind of colour palette do you work with?
Well, it's really interesting. I knew you got asked that. Like every time I do an interview, people ask me, like, do you find that you're only really working with the paler tones? The answer is, of course, yes. Everyone knows what Dracula's like. He ain't got no life.
Right.
So he's very pale.
Yeah.
But the reason I got hired, I'm really good at colour matching. So I'll match different whites. You think, we mostly use paint. So when you put like eggshell on your wall, I get a little sample pot. You'll be surprised how far a sample pot goes.
Okay.
I mix sample pots, I get the right tone, I get hired, I get the job every time.
You'd think though, given that he can't see the sun much, fake spray tan, like spray tan lotion, would be something that he would actually want to try. Has Dracula ever requested that?
It's funny you ask that. I don't know. And the reason I don't know is we don't really talk about that stuff because as soon as he gets a tan, I'm out the job. And I'm not interested in being out the job right now. Yeah. I've been working. I dropped out of high school to do my...
He pays well?
Oh, you wouldn't believe. Well, I mean, obviously he would have to because of all the different things that come into the job. Like, I'm not going to take a job where I could die if it wasn't paying very well. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm very good at what I do. So he found me. I was working on other projects where he found me. I was working on the project, the show.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was
there's some very pale people on that as
well. Exactly.
Yeah, Peter Hellier, and I think saw that. Is he a familiar of Dracula?
Yeah, well, of course. So Dracula saw Peter Hellier one night and went, wow, what a bass tone. And then he was like, who did Peter's makeup? I was like, that was Fran.
Okay.
I got hired. Yeah. And then I come.
Sometimes on that show, the makeup is painted on, isn't it?
Oh, so you wouldn't be surprised. I tell you what, when Lisa calls, I know I've got to get my big box. Yeah. You know what I mean? No offense, Lisa. I'm sure you're lovely.
Are you afraid for your life when you work with a vampire? The king of vampires, really.
First, yes. So like when I first got the job and I went in for my trial, I was like, oh my God, he could kill me. But the thing with Dracula is he has a really great team.
Mm-hmm.
Graham and OHS looks out for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a whole booklet. I've read the whole thing. I signed the right contract. So if I ever feel threatened, Graham comes in. He's like, Dracula, I think we need to talk about this. And then Penny from HR, she's in too. Mm. They have a chat with Dracula. Like, you can't keep killing all the makeup artists.
Also, other makeup. So your predecessors.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, it's high risk, but I get really, really good bonus. End of financial year bonus is always really good for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get my days off. That's really nice. Because I get days. So.
But long nights.
Very long nights. Mm. It takes quite a while to do his face. And he loves a chat.
Does he?
Really?
He loves a chat.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, yes, I'm scared for my life, but the money's worth it. The benefits are worth it. And he gives me 2 weeks off over Christmas. Thank you very much.
That's great. I didn't realize he was such an... it makes sense that he would respect the birth of Jesus Christ.
His image is very important to him. Yeah, true.
Well, it sounds like if anything about apps or Dracula comes up, that'll be covered. Shall we do a quiz?
Mm. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Why not?
Question number one. The Elena Ferrant novel series that begins with My Brilliant Friend is set in which Italian city? Do you read much fiction, Sammy?
I do, and I do know that Elena Ferrant is a nom de plume, if you will.
Right.
And I have read most of them.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Is My Brilliant Friend... Wasn't that an Australian film?
Was it?
Was it? No, that's My Brilliant Career.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking of The Castle. Yeah. But that's the only Australian film I know. the thing is, I don't remember the name of the Italian city now because they all kind of, like, I'm not good with Italian city names. I just realized this is...
Well, there's Rome. There's
Rome. But I know it's not there. Yeah. That's why.
The Castle is to Australian films as Rome is to Italian cities.
Fair enough. Yeah. I know it's not in Rome because I would have remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not in Venice. Mm. Is it in Venice?
I don't know.
Okay, I might be in Venice.
We'll find out at the end.
Rain, have you read the books?
I haven't. I don't have a lot of time to read.
I guess you read a lot of code books and...
Yeah, we don't really use books per se because it's all online. Like,
oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's all apps and e-books apps. Now.
So do you learn how to use an app from an app?
Yeah. That's actually one of the apps I'm developing. Oh. Is,
so how did you learn if you're developing it now? Like, what?
Well, chicken or the egg.
Right?
You know? Yeah.
Is that an app?
That one actually pairs the eggs that you're eating at home with the chicken on the farm.
That's
so you can actually see
grim.
Who fed you. Yeah. Grim for some. Some people like to have a relationship with their food, especially in Melbourne.
My boss loves a relationship with his food. So I get it.
Yeah.
I reckon that's really beneficial.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
No worries.
That's why he's chatty.
Yeah, he loves a chat.
Yeah. Can either of you name some Italian cities? Because I'm blanking completely. Yeah. Other than Rome, I've got nothing.
So like my five nieces, they're all named after Italian cities.
Great.
So we've got Florence.
Right.
We've got Venice.
Right.
We've got, is Tuscany a city?
I don't. Yeah. I think it's a region.
Oh fuck me, Sicily.
But how is? Yeah. But don't worry about Tuscany? That.
Just name your nieces.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Called Tuscany.
Yeah.
Because it is a city. Look okay. it up. Yeah. Sicily. Right. That's four. And pizza.
And pizza. Yeah. All right. So your yeah. so your nieces are they didn't Tuscany, want, they didn't want, Sicily, Rome, yeah.
Florence and pizza. Pizza yeah. was born last. They didn't want her.
No one ever really wants pizza, but you just kind of get it, don't you?
Yeah. And you'd be surprised. Like,
it was late at night when she arrived.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's right. Fuck, yeah. We don't really want this. We want five. Yeah. I didn't ask for five. Name her after yeah. pizza.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's still Italian.
And
bitch.
They're all too big. Yeah. Yeah. And it arrives late and yeah. it's like, oh, fuck.
You always yeah. feel bad afterwards as well. Yeah. All right. I think I'm going to go with none of those and go with Milan.
Question two. The abbreviation FOMO stands for which anxiety-inducing condition. Rain, do you ever get FOMO?
Less so nowadays that I'm like a big time app developer. I get like invited to like most of the stuff in Silicon Valley and mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. of.
So you still have meetups. Like, I mean, so you don't read books, you read online, but yeah. you still go to actual events.
Sometimes, other times it's in VR.
In VR?
Yeah.
So everyone at home wearing the goggles.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's quite convenient because like, you don't have to buy clothes. You, like, don't have to spend that much money on things.
So you're what they're seeing in the virtual reality yeah. space yeah. is not you as you really are, but, like, an avatar of you.
Yeah, that's how... Yeah, that's
what's
VR.
Your avatar
yeah.
look like?
Yeah. Much like me, but I have a whole bunch of diamonds in my teeth.
Real big tits.
And huge tits, yeah. yeah.
Course.
Just like a crazy pair of honkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's be honest, if we all had to make an avatar of ourselves, we'd all have giant tits.
Sure, yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I feel like the diamonds in the teeth might actually be a really interesting choice. Is that to distract from the
I was going
to
say,
tits,
yeah.
It's a test.
What's the
yeah.
distraction there?
It's a test.
Oh, it's a test.
Yeah.
So if anyone notices the diamonds, yep. you know that's the person paying attention to yep. what you're saying.
Or you're like, yeah, the real diamonds
exactly.
are up here, sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly.
The official name is the yep. tit test.
The tit test. Yeah.
That's an app. Well,
that is
right?
an app. Yeah, yeah. yet to have a single man on that app pass it. But, you know, fingers crossed, it's still in beta. So well,
you could bring that into Dinder.
A
tit test to yeah. sort of, you know, to
cross
get.
Are you trying to remember what Tinder was about?
Yes.
Yeah. yeah, okay.
No, I do. I've
got it written down here,
yeah.
so I remember.
Yes, absolutely. I just have so many apps on the
yeah.
fire.
All
you
right.
know.
Of course.
But yeah, anyway, the point is I definitely feel like fear of missing out on some of them because.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's in Silicon Valley, but for the most part, I still get to go in person. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Do you get any FOMO up the hill?
Sometimes I used to, and he killed a lot of my friends. Like once I said to him, like, got my mate. Okay, so my girlfriend, she just broken up with her boyfriend. They've been together for 18 months. He was cheating. Yeah, mugged her off. And so she was like, I need to go out with my girls. I've got to go out tonight. So I went to Dracula. I was like, look, it's my friend Jasmine's birthday.
Yes.
I've got to go out. Like, no, it's not my birthday. She broke up with her boyfriend. Thank you. I'm so confused. Yeah, she broke up with her boyfriend. I got to go out. He's like, absolutely not. Like, tonight's a big night for me. I'm going out, like, music festival. I'm going to kill a lot of people. And I was like, fuck, Dracula, please. And he was like, no. And I was like, I really need this. If you don't give me this night, I'm going to leave. It's my 2 weeks' notice. We've all seen that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's my 2 weeks' notice. And he was like, oh, okay, give me 1 second. Left for an hour, came back. It was an hour. Your friends are dead. Jasmine's dead. All her friends dead. I even killed her ex. I was like, oh, thank you for that. Because he was a dog.
Can I just point out, by the way, the kind of memory loss you just experienced is yeah. very reminiscent of people with yes. who've had blood drained. From this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Jess, are you sure he's not feeding on you?
Look, yeah. Occasionally,
right.
like when we're having a bit of a D&M, like we'll be having like a real deep chat, he'll be like, can I just have a little bit? I'm like, Dracula, mate, like, I just told you about my dad's.
Yeah.
And like, you know, how he ran out my mother.
My God,
he's cheating on her.
He's like always wants a bite yeah. after you've been vulnerable.
Yeah.
yeah.
He's one of those kind of guys. But I'm like, all right, look, you're a pretty good boss. And so I let him have a nibble.
Okay.
Yeah. So my understanding of vampires.
Yeah.
If they have a nibble.
Yeah.
Do you not become a vampire?
No. Oh, Kyron, you idiot. Oh. No. No offense. Thanks
don't
for having me here.
Sorry.
No, I'm so sorry. You did invite me here. That was very rude. No, Kyron, that's not what it's about. So he drink my blood.
Uh-huh.
I then drink his blood. There's something about being naked at midnight.
And buried, yeah. I thought.
Buried. So he got bury me. So I've never had his blood. Ew. Mm-hmm. I've never had
but
his
you
blood.
Did need yeah. to be invited by Kyron to come here.
Yeah, like he gave me a call. He was like, Fran, I really love it if you come on. Yeah. I was like, all right.
Like, okay. Oh, we go like, far and wide for the Brains Trust, don't you worry.
That's fair enough. Fran was like, well, all we need is a makeup artist and we really want Dracula's. And I was like, no worries. I said, Dracula, do you mind if I, like, you know, go on his podcast? I was like, who's it for? It's for Kyron Wheatley. He's like, yeah, all right, he's a nice bloke. So yeah, come.
All right, excellent.
How we get the experts on this show is...
Seek.com.au
hasn't been tapped before. And it's quite funny.
Yeah, how do you know all these eclectic people?
Yeah.
How did you get my number?
Where did we get everyone?
Yeah.
That's a good question. FOMO
I believe at some point, somewhere in this conversation, in these many conversations, someone did mention fear of missing out. Mm. And I'm assuming that FOMO comes from that.
Yeah.
However, I also have a little bit of bizarre backstory. I used to work in advertising way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize this, and it's embarrassing when you think about it. But the word FOMO was actually coined by a marketing team working for Nokia, who at the time was trying desperately to defeat the new smartphones and thought, that's what we'll do. We'll market towards teenagers who are afraid of missing out. And they came up with the term FOMO. And I remember being like told about it a few days after they came up with it, saying, hey, we, you know, this needs to be a term that's marketed, and going, that's a stupid word. And that's why I'm not good at advertising.
Well, you're correct, but it's just spread far and wide. And actually is probably used these days to sell like smartphones. Like you wouldn't be, because imagine all the apps you'd be missing out on.
Yes. Yeah. Like Dinder, which is, I'm already thinking about all the non-D&D people I could be hooking up with right now. Yeah. As a D&D
person. Well, there's still only about 5 on there. Like I said, we're struggling. But
through the tit test. Question number 3. Canadian singer-songwriter Abel Tesfaye is better known by what stage name?
That's so not a real last
can
name.
Can you repeat the
that's the sound
the
that comes
name?
Out of your nose.
Yeah.
Sorry, I sneezed halfway through that one. Abel Tesfaye, T-E-S-F-A-Y-E. Who can like, why do you reckon they might have developed a stage name?
Is the Abel stage name Tesfaye? Elaine Ferranti? Yeah. hang on.
From Canada, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's got
to
be one of those.
Like, I know it's not my show, but Justin Bieber's from there.
Who else is there? That's it. I mean, that's their only export.
Rick Moranis is Canadian.
Who's that?
If we're just going to sit here and name people from Canada, can we at least use my app on
you
people from Canada?
Oh,
yeah.
Is it just everyone in Canada?
It's just called People in Canada.
Is it the Citizenship Registry of Canada?
Yeah. It is. It's actually sensitive information that shouldn't be on the internet.
Yeah.
That I've made into an app that people can buy and access.
How much does that cost?
It's $2.99, and it is highly immoral.
Or subscription.
Yeah. One-time fee.
Great, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's really problematic. Okay, I am getting sued.
I'm really proud of you. You sound like a really, really smart businesswoman. No one's thought of that because that's clinically insane.
Yeah.
Brian, you're a genius.
Thank you. That's actually like clinically insane is actually like a prerequisite for being a Silicon Valley type.
That is very accurate.
And is it just Canadian names, or do you have other details?
Location, yeah, like phone number, blood type.
Oh, location.
Great.
Dracula should get this.
I'm just saying, location and blood type.
Yeah.
Why is Dracula not on this app?
100%.
Or is he?
Well, you never asked.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in fact on this app. He has 4 apps on his phone, and it's one of them. You're going to ask me what the other 3 are?
Please. Oh, I hope that's on the line.
No, it's okay. So he's got Quibi.
Of course.
That's not one of mine.
Yeah.
He had shares. He's really mad.
Okay.
He's really pissed off.
They do go down fast. Yeah.
So
go down.
Obviously, this is not including like your standard wallet and
Those just come with the phone. Yeah.
He's got Quibi. He's got Mario Kart, but the one you pay for.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also got this thing called Pet Scanner where you take a photo of your dog and it scans it.
Dracula's got a dog.
Yeah, he does. And
what,
it scans
can I ask what breed?
Well, this is the thing. So he's got a mixed breed.
Oh.
And so he's like, I don't know what the fuck my dog is. And as it kept getting bigger, he's like, this isn't the same dog they said I was going to have. Like, he thought he was getting a Staffy, but then it fucking got massive. And he's like, hold on a second. This isn't a fucking Staffy. Oh. So he's got PET scan. He scanned it. He's like, oh, there's some Boxer in there.
That's so much specific, isn't it?
Yeah, but what's really interesting about that app is it's free, which makes sense because every photo, it tells you it's a different kind of dog. Anyway.
Oh, so it's very unreliable. Yeah. So but that means there's a database in Russia somewhere with pictures of Dracula's dog on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Or in Silicon Valley.
Or Silicon Valley.
Or both, because let's be honest.
Yes.
And finally, he's got Menulog, obviously.
But Canadian singer-songwriter Abel Tesfaye is better known by what
I will go with Justin Bieber, because I feel like that sounds like a great guess.
Yeah.
She's got access to Dracula's wisdom.
Carly Rae Jepsen, she's Canadian.
She's Canadian?
Isn't she?
Again, can we just
again, the list has already been made.
Yeah, I don't know. But just I don't know why we're guessing.
It's pretty cheap.
Sorry, you're right.
Yeah. I'll put down Justin Bieber. Question four. Who became Prime Minister of Australia first? John Gorton, Harold Holt, or Gough Whitlam? John Gorton, Harold Holt, or Gough Whitlam?
You're looking at me like you want me to answer that.
Well, I mean, I just feel like, you know, maybe... Dracula's clearly someone who knows the history of the world. You all talk about the past, about history, about the world.
Yeah, you know how that guy, where that Prime Minister of ours went missing...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's well dead, eh? Dracula.
Dracula killed him.
Yeah, fucking oath. Yeah, there's a water scoop. Yeah, he did.
He took hold.
He did. Okay. Oh, wow. Everyone's like, oh, he's lost at sea. Yeah, maybe a sea of broken dreams. He's dead. He's really dead. Like, what a scoop.
That's quite a big scoop.
Yeah, it's big.
I'm surprised it's coming on a podcast and not
Kyron, watch those watch that listenership grow, because this is a big fucking scoop.
Harold Holt's missing. Dead.
He's dead as shit. Like, he's so dead.
Wow. That's like, wow.
Can you tell us the three names again?
I can. They are John Gorton, Harold Holt, and Gough Whitlam. Well, Gough Whitlam is 1971.
Right.
1971, something like that.
I would go with John Gorton.
You reckon John Gorton?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay, I'll put down John.
Only because no one said his name yet.
Yeah.
I feel like...
It might be Harold Holt. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me being
would
really
Harold
honest.
Holt ever be remembered if he hadn't disappeared? If Dracula hadn't eaten
him? I mean,
him?
I couldn't tell you. I could tell you three things Gough Whitlam did, but I couldn't tell
I've
you anything
heard that
Harold
name right. in my life. I'm not even joking. Harold Holt, because of the really cute alliteration in his name.
That's fair. That is fair.
It's true. That is why
that's
people
really cute.
Remember.
Oh, yeah, we are suckers for alliteration in Australia.
That's right.
Yeah. Between the cute name and dying in a sea of broken dreams, he'll never be forgotten. Question five. Yeah. What beginning with L is the collective noun for leopards? Have you ever been on one of those safaris where you catch sight of a leopard?
I've never been on a safari at all. Like, at any... Like, the closest I've been to safari is just driving through rural Western Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Where an emu crosses your path, and that's about it. Yeah. Mm. And L, that's a collective noun. Are either of you good with collective nouns?
Not at all.
But I do appreciate the
content. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
What's the collective noun for vampires?
A dripping bloody tooth of vampires.
Oh, that's a
dripping
big
bloody tooth.
And the collective noun for apps?
Is called a nerd.
A nerd of apps. Yeah. That's fair. That makes sense. Yeah, a nerd of apps and a professional bloody tooth of vampires.
Yeah.
I remember at school being told that a collective noun can be whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are ones that we lean towards, like a... What is it? Is it a pride of lions?
Right, yeah.
But if you wanted to say a prowl of lions, that would be fine too, in that they're just more emotive sort of
The
terms.
One I love is the murder of crows.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're saying that we can just make it up, then
That's what I was told.
A leap of leopard.
But I think a child told me that as another child.
Yeah, that feels like a child.
And I just
thing
believed
because,
that
well,
since
why
then.
Did they make us learn them then?
Do you want to put like lots of leopards or like
a list of leopards? A list of leopards. Why not?
A list. Put down.
Well, or leap. I think originally I said leap.
You want to put leap?
Can we do list / leap?
No, we have to pick one.
All right. What do you all think?
Leap, I like leap.
All right.
Because leap. Sometimes they do.
They do leap sometimes, yes.
Yeah. Straight up. I've never seen a leopard ride a list.
Let's go with
but
the
I've
leap
seen one
of
leap.
Leopards.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Question number six. Which soccer team currently sits at the top of the English Premier League ladder? here we are in March 2021.
Fran, you're obviously from England, so no. With your you must be a passionate
I'll
Premier
be honest,
fan.
I am from England, and yes, it's a big thing for us, the football over there. I couldn't even tell you one team, to be honest, because my life has been dedicated to other areas.
Manchester United.
Yep, I dated about half the people from Manchester United.
Okay. So you know that.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
And so hang on. Yeah. So you know no teams.
I don't like to talk about it.
But you dated half Manchester United. So you just happened to...
An accident? Or
Look, I wasn't in it for the sport. I was in it for the boy.
And boys.
Boys.
That's a really hard word to say with my accent.
Plurals.
No, the word boy. Oh. You try. It's fucking hard. And I committed. Yeah. So, fuck. I just forgot the name of the team. All right. I've dated Newcastle. Newcastle. There.
That's
great. Yeah.
Newcastle. I've also dated a bunch of people from there.
Okay. So would you recommend we go with Manchester United or Newcastle?
Definitely don't go for Newcastle because I do know they suck. So I'd go with Manchester United.
All right.
But I mean... Rain, do you have any idea?
I mean, there's plenty of apps.
Sport apps.
Yeah, there's plenty of sport apps around.
Yeah, like I said, I'm a niche developer.
Niche sports?
Niche sports. I do like. I do betting stats for playing that one from Harry Potter.
Quidditch.
Yeah,
right.
I do a Quidditch League app.
Okay. I feel like that would be hugely successful, though.
Yeah,
right?
Except that I don't steal.
But you're not licensed by J.K. Rowling?
Absolutely is the case. So that's why I couldn't say it myself.
Yes.
It's not that I couldn't remember it. It's that I couldn't say it out loud or I'll get sued again.
Again? She sued you before.
She sued you. That's not
the time.
She seems like such a nice person.
No. That's crazy.
I'm so surprised.
Yeah. I mean, you would be shocked to hear.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, she sues me like cease and desist like every week. She's like, stop, Rain. And I'm like, JK, just back off. Like, just actually back off. She's like, Rain.
Is this just private messages between you two?
No, these are each letters.
Oh, okay.
Like handwritten letters?
Delivered by Owl.
Oh, of course.
Delivered by Owl.
Yeah, so you get an Owl delivered to your house. Like, you book it on the app. The Owl comes. Yeah.
Owl, by Owl, I mean a man in an Owl outfit.
Yeah.
On a bike.
That actually sounds like an app I wouldn't mind using.
Yeah,
it sounds great.
It does
sound like a lot of your apps, you know, you've got the people in Canada thing.
Right.
Owls being delivered by hand.
Yeah.
No, let me clothes, being delivered clothes, by people in owl costumes.
I'm not a thief.
Clothes, dryers.
Right.
They all seem like real world things.
Mm-hmm.
Like not so much the online
the virtual
world.
Space you mean.
Yeah, like a list of people in Canada is like already
absolutely.
Exists.
Yeah, I can
like
see what
offline.
You're saying. Absolutely. Apps in most cases are just consolidated information.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just consolidating things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a great nerd of apps, I gotta
we
say.
We do, we have a beautiful nerd of apps.
Yeah, all right.
Newcastle, do you reckon?
I will go with Manchester United.
Yeah. Manchester United.
Yeah.
Question number 7. True or false on the hit? That's lucky. True or false on the hit ABC children's show Bluey, Chili is Bluey's little sister.
Oh, this is hard because my daughter is too old to watch Bluey because she moved out of that phase a few years ago. So I've never seen an episode of Bluey.
Yeah, right.
Chili, the question is Chili Bluey's little sister?
That's the question. True or
why
false?
Did they go with Why didn't they go with another color?
That's a very interesting question. When you said chili, I did think of the dish made of beef and beans.
Mm. Yeah, and I thought of the skinny red pepper.
Oh, unless the sister is red and therefore is called
I
chili?
I think she might be a red blue healer with red.
Do you watch much TV?
Yeah, does Dracula
I
watch
was thinking
TV?
Like with your life you live the life of like a chef, like a line cook.
I
you
do
know?
Live
it's,
the life
it's
of a chef.
It's a night gig.
Yeah.
And you're basically then sleeping during the day, so do you get to watch much children's television or anything?
I do watch a bit, so like mostly my day, so like when I wake, so I go to bed, like luckily he's
you don't have kids, right?
No, I don't have kids. This body, please. No, so I basically he's out the door by 2 a.m.
Right?
And I use a really good setting powder, so any blood that gets on his face just wipes right off. He's he's good like that. So I really only work from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a bad gig, and I get paid a mint. You'd be surprised. Not only do I get round about $3,000 after tax.
Seems like money to like keep you silent, right?
Well, I'm not really being that silent, am I? I literally just told you.
She could be paid more then.
Yeah. He killed Harold Holt. Like,
we know he murdered the Prime Minister of Australia and is coming for you.
He's coming for you next.
It's not that silent. You're
pretty.
Right.
No, you're very silent. No one listens to podcasts.
$1,000 silent. Exactly, yeah.
You can go very far in the silencing game.
So I do get to watch television. So I'm usually in bed at about 3 a.m., which is great. When I wake up, I make my breakfast, usually a smoothie. You can watch it on my Instagram stories.
Right.
Make a smoothie. I go for a yoga or a walk. And that's when I get into the telly. So we're talking Dr. Phil. We're talking Ellen, not so much anymore.
Right.
But Dr. Phil. Yeah. A lot of Dr. Phil. And then when Dr. Phil ends, I go on YouTube and I watch Dr. Phil on YouTube.
Right.
I really like Dr. Phil.
Okay.
And he gets me through while I clean my brushes and stuff like that.
All right.
And then when I go back to work again. So mostly I just watch Dr. Phil.
All right. So does Dr. Phil ever say anything about Bluey or?
No, oddly enough.
Yeah,
no, right. Mostly he just is like, why are you doing that to that man?
All right. Yeah. Do we ever find out why he is doing that to that man?
No, the best ones though. Here's a hot tip. I don't know about that, but watch the Catfish episodes. They're so fun.
We actually have an app in development for people who want to be Catfish.
Oh, want to be? Yeah. No, I don't know people who want to be.
It's a failure.
Is it actually like a fetish?
It was for people who like want to be, but then, you know, by buying the app, you can't be because you're kind of engaged.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
But kind of it ruins a surprise. It's kind of like when someone accidentally tells you you're having a surprise party just by being like, no, you can't have plans that night. Yeah.
So the way the app works is everyone who has the app will never be catfish, but anyone who doesn't have the app is now open for catfish.
Exactly.
That's
so
cool.
It's like a bit of a catch 22. Yeah. I mean, look, it was one of those like startups that failed. You know?
What's it called?
Catfish me.
Sort of like ABC me.
Yeah,
right, yeah. All right.
And I think that's where we went wrong.
You got sued by ABC as well.
Always getting sued. Yeah. Because I'm not a thief.
You should have
Could you just give some money to ABC, please?
Please. Yeah.
By the list of these apps, it's pretty clear you're not a thief.
Yeah.
You mentioned that Chili.
No one's making these apps.
I'm making any
except
money off
me.
Of them.
Right.
I don't know, that dry clean it. That.
But, I mean, that one wasn't.
That wasn't bad. I'm elated to hear that.
Someone else
like
is about to be a thief on that one.
Yeah, I agree.
True or false, you reckon, Sammy?
I would say true. The little sister is named Chili because, as Rain mentioned, the little sister is red in color.
Yeah.
You think?
Right. I think.
All right, good enough.
Question
you
number.
Sound like you know what you're doing.
Question number 8. What is the name for a triangle with two sides of equal length? How'd you go in maths at school, Sammy?
I was more of an English child. You know, essay writing was my thing. Drawing, I was big on drawing.
Not so much on the maths.
Not so much on the maths. I've had to brush up a lot being a parent.
Why? what about being a parent is maths?
Oh, diapers and nappies. You need to know how the isosceles of one was. No, because my daughter is now doing maths in school and she comes with math questions.
Okay,
yeah. And then I have to not look like an idiot, so I have to pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
I guess
about.
That is important as a parent, isn't it?
Yeah, you watch a lot of. There's a whole section of TikTok which is just math hacks.
Right.
And you'd be surprised how much you can learn from watching that. So that's been really helpful.
Were you disappointed when you didn't
invent
TikTok?
Yeah, were you jealous of the success?
What? Okay, yeah, of course I was jealous I didn't invent TikTok. Like, that is like, but it's, I'm not a thief, but I do have an app out at the moment.
Yeah.
And what it is for like little clips under 42 seconds.
Okay.
So not a minute.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
TikTok, I think that that's too long.
Yeah.
To be fair, I've never watched a full minute of anything.
Actually, thank you.
Yeah. 42 seconds sounds great.
Yeah,
right.
And basically it's TikTok,
but it's not
TikTok.
What's the name?
It's called Not TikTok.
That's cool because it's like three syllables. Not TikTok.
Not TikTok.
Right.
Not TikTok.
Catchy.
NTT.
Yeah. NTT.
I bet you guys don't know the abbreviation for that. Yes, you do because I just told it to you.
Yeah.
Very
good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to not using Not TikTok.
Thank you. So I can guarantee that you'll use it then because I just need to get some people to write down that they'll use my app.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah.
For the lawsuit that's impending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll look into that.
Yeah, I just got a piece of paper in my bag. You can sign.
In the maths TikTok, did the triangle with two sides of equal length ever come up?
I know the triangle with is three sides of equal length is equilateral.
Yeah.
So the triangle two sides of equal length is isosceles, I think.
I have no idea.
Anyone? Yes.
I think it's isosceles.
Thank you.
And to be honest,
did you do
with
well
you,
in maths?
Well, yeah. Well, but also, I'm not going to lie. When you asked the question, in my head, I was like, oh, I reckon it's isosceles. And then also in my head, I was like, I wonder what the word isosceles sounds like with this accent.
But, so but you would know that because you grew up with that accent.
So I just wanted to reiterate that I think it might be isosceles. And it's fun to say.
Well, I just realized Rain is isosceles. An app developer.
Yeah.
Apps are all about math and coding.
They are.
So what do you think?
I think that it's definitely isosceles.
Now we've all said it.
Right, yeah.
Now we've all
right.
heard
we've all done
it
the
said.
Word in the various accents in this room, mine included.
I think you should say it at home, actually. We'll give you a moment. See, it's fun.
It's fun.
Fun.
It's
fun to say.
I hope someone said that on the train and someone looked at them.
And someone else said it and they connected because of that.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You.
Someone else was like, is that the triangle with two sides of equal length?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Crazy.
Well, if the answer is correct, by the way.
We'll find out in a minute. Question number 9.
Otherwise, two idiots just met up on the train.
Yeah, those idiots. Yeah.
Idiots.
Not like us smarties.
No, not at all.
Question number 9. A Sunday on La Grande Jatte, 1884, is a work by which French post-impressionist artist? A Sunday on La Grande Jatte.
Are either of you familiar with post-impressionist artists?
A little bit.
French ones?
No, I know the picture, though. I've forgotten the name of the person.
Can you describe the picture?
Yeah. People out, looking out.
Very came in race.
Okay, we're there. I feel like I'm there. I feel like I'm right there.
If it's the picture I think it is, in a park, it's people looking out. There's like a little boy or some shit. But the predominant person is
art
female.
Lover.
Wait, what?
You're an art lover,
I love
obviously.
Art. I love art. No, it's not. It's a famous picture.
Yeah.
But I've forgotten the name of who drew it.
It's not the one that's done in like the dot approach, right? Like dot
my
dot.
Pointillism. Is it like Monet or?
Oh, it could be. Is that a post-impressionist painter?
I don't know. I just
think it
know
might
that
be
Elon Musk
actually.
Has
right?
a lot of
because
them.
If it's pointillism, then it would be Georges Seurat. I don't know how to pronounce any of those words.
Yeah.
But
that's the one you're describing, I think. Mm. And there's like a parasol that someone's under.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I fucked up then. Well, now I look
no,
like
No, that helped a lot.
That helped.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
You painted a picture with your Absolutely. Word.
I am a very good painter.
Yeah.
There's an app that you can take pictures of paintings and it'll tell you who the artist is.
Why don't you leave the app developing?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I apologize. Yeah.
If that app becomes a thing, I didn't steal it.
Of course. You never steal.
No,
not at all.
Yeah.
In retrospect, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Why? Because I don't steal, so it should be an issue.
Do you want to put George Chirac?
Yeah, let's might as well.
Question 10. Tennis Australia chair Jane Hardlicker became the chief executive of which Australian-based company last November?
Sorry, her last name, could you repeat that?
All I heard was hard liquor.
Hard liquor.
And then I stopped listening.
And how do you spell liquor? Is it L-I-C-K-E-R or L-I-Q?
Yeah. I'll go over it for you again. I'll go over it all again. Tennis Australia chair Jane Hardlicker, H-R-D-L-I-C-K-A, which is really more of a list of consonants than a name.
That's more of like a Greek Australian pronunciation of the word hard liquor.
Hard liquor.
Hard liquor became the chief executive of which Australian-based company last November?
Are either of you familiar with hard liquor's work?
I don't know about hard liquor. I'm just thinking of Australian companies, and I don't know why, but Ants Pants was the first thing that came into my head.
The famous
Ants
That's
Pants.
That's crazy, because I was going to say Bonds.
Oh, is that is Australian, yeah. I thought of Ants Pants.
The underwear?
Yeah, isn't Ants Pants also underwear?
It is.
Any other Australian companies that are non-underwear related? I'm assuming she didn't go from tennis to underwear. Just guessing.
Well, a lot of tennis players
they
do.
Have, yeah.
That's true, they do wear underwear.
And both
famously.
Of them have balls involved.
Sometimes.
Boost is an Australian company.
Okay. Is it?
Boost, yeah. It's run by that woman who was on Undercover Boss.
True. She was on Undercover Boss first, and then she started running Boost.
It's true. It's true.
This country really makes no sense to me sometimes. It really, really doesn't.
Are you? Is your app company an Australian company?
It's multifaceted, and I can't exactly talk about where the money comes from.
Okay.
But
are you one of those who's offshored for tax purposes?
I just feel like we're getting into a territory that Richard Brand, my friend.
Yeah. Richard Brand.
Richard Brand.
Not Branson.
No, I would never. He would just be so mad at me and not let me go to his island anymore if I like revealed it.
Okay.
So it's Virgin.
Yeah. I can't affirm or deny if it's Virgin, okay. But they've definitely not had sex, that airline.
All right. So I will
see it again.
I think we'll go with Virgin.
Okay, we'll put down Virgin. That's 10 questions. How do you reckon you did?
Yeah, I'll go with terribly. Okay. I'll go with my original instinct. Horrendously.
Well, we usually average around 4 out of 10, so it's it's a low bar that you have to clear. Yeah,
that's actually higher than I thought the average would be.
To get in the top.
Who? What's the worst you've gotten?
I think the worst is Alex Ward, 3.
Mm-hmm. I reckon we could actually be coming for you, Alex.
Let's have a crack. Question one was, the Eleanor Ferrante novel series that begins with My Brilliant Friend is set in which Italian city? You said Milan, but it's Naples.
Oh.
Oh, my nephew.
So pizza really is the odd one out.
Yeah, they hate that kid.
Okay.
Question two, the abbreviation FOMO stands for which anxiety-inducing condition? You said fear of missing out, and that is correct. You're on the board.
We got one. We got one. Well done, team.
Question number three. Canadian singer-songwriter Abel Tesfaye is better known by what stage name? You said Justin Bieber, but it's The Weeknd. Question number four. Who became Prime Minister of Australia first? You said John Gorton, but it's Harold Holt. I guess he died first too. Question five. What beginning with L is the collective noun for leopards? You said leap, and it's leap.
All right. Oh my God.
You're on two.
Yeah, look at that.
Halfway there. Two from the first five. Question six. Which soccer team currently sits at the top of the English Premier League ladder in March 2021? You said Manchester United, but it's Manchester City.
I feel like that's close enough for the three of us.
Absolutely not. Question seven. On the hit ABC children's show Bluey, Chili is Bluey's little sister. True or false? You said true, but it's false.
Oh, fuck.
She's Bluey's mother. Question eight. What is the name for a triangle with two sides of equal length? You said isosceles, and it's isosceles.
All right, so we're tied with Alex Ward.
Question nine. On a Sunday on Le Grand Jatte, 1884, is a work by which French post-impressionist artist? You said Georges Seurat, and it's George Surratt.
Yes. Oh, average.
Holy shit. We are average.
Yeah. The average.
Question 10. Tennis Australia chair Jane Hardlicker became the chief executive of which Australian-based company last November? You said Virgin, and it's Virgin.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Yeah. I totally knew that.
Because they hung out with Hardlicker on the island, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I actually couldn't reveal that because I didn't want to get sued again.
I literally just got a cold chill down my back.
Oh, that's
my nipples have gone hard. Yeah. This is insane. Yeah. That was
five out of ten, 50%. That's a pass.
Not bad.
Wow. We did really good. That was good.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's a shame, Rain. Gonna be killed by Dracula.
Yeah, it's a shame.
You do have Yeah, you do have a spot of blood running down your back, Fran. I'm not sure if that's related.
Oh no.
To.
Oh yeah, do too. A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. We're fine.
Better let you go to sort that out. But thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Rain, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for
taking time out of your busy schedule developing all those apps. I'd focus on the clothes dry one.
That sounds like a winner
out of all of them. Which aren't bad. I would say that one is the better one.
Thank you.
Yep. I mean, list of people in Canada isn't too bad.
Look, it's good. Useful.
It is.
Depending on what you want to do.
There's one. I've got an app at the moment. It's a list of people who are in the comedy festival in 2021 in Melbourne. Yes. Have you got that?
Yeah, it's the comedy festival app.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And
Have you thought of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, databases are databases. Maybe I pitched comedy festival and they were like, we already have one, Rain. We've been going for quite a while. Mm. And I was like,
plus you're not a thief, so you wouldn't do it on your own.
So I wouldn't dream of making one called Who's at the Comedy Festival that you can buy from the app store right now.
Who's on who's on that list?
You top know? Of the list. The only artists to sign up, actually. They're a bunch of idiots, this pair, this duo called Annie and Lena.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're idiots. Okay. Yeah, they're the only ones that got conned into buying to being in the app. Mm-hmm. But their show's on at the Butterfly Club from March 29th to April 8th.
Great.
So
that sounds like the best show in the comedy festival, and I'm booking my tickets right now.
Thank you. Yeah. I would have loved to see it if I was going to live past today.
You won't, though.
Fran, I do have one more question for you. Have you worked on anyone else? Have you contracted your painting services out to anyone?
A little bit. I'm trying to start. Oh, okay, let's do it. I'm trying to start a kind of side business where I do makeup on podcasters.
Yeah. Great.
How's that?
Who have famously terrible skin.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, generally speaking.
Just, you mean for photo shoots or for recording
of
episodes?
For recording of episodes, so they feel good about themselves. Because I always believe, like, if you want to feel real good about yourself, put a little bit of makeup on, even when you're just going behind the microphone in the podcast studio. That's my saying.
Yeah. Well, it's catchy.
Yeah, so I've worked on a couple of people. Mm-hmm. I've got an appointment tonight, actually, with these two podcasters.
Yeah.
A guy named Zach. No one knows who that is. And it's a really great comedian named Mish Witrup. She's real funny.
Okay.
And she's really funny. She's got a great face. Love doing her face.
Yes, I love her stuff. She has a really good podcast.
She does. It's funny you mention her podcast because, yes, she does. I think her podcast is called Mish and Zach's Leguizamarama, which is also really fun to say with this accent.
Yeah. So Mish and Zach. Leguizamarama. And is it dedicated to the works of John Leguizamo?
Oh my God, yes it is, and you're the only person.
I am a gigantic fan of John
oh
Leguizamo.
Oh my God, yeah, are you really?
I did not realise that there was a John Leguizamo related app because if only, I'm familiar with all his work.
If only Mish was here so that she could lose her fucking mind.
Right, what a shame. I know. Oh well.
I'm getting like chills.
Oh no. Well, if Mish was here, she'd say, that's fucking insane and let's talk about that some more. But she's not here, so I'm just going to say that everyone should listen to the podcast because it's really funny.
I will be down the podcast on the way home today. Great,
oh my
fantastic.
God, that's so funny.
Well, thanks for being here, Fran. And
no worries.
And Sammy Shah, good luck with the Comedy Festival, 24th to the 5th.
Yes.
Cuck,
yes.
Is on at Comedy Republic.
It is on Comedy Republic, which is a great venue, and the show is at 8 p.m. every day. I'm very excited about it. I've been working on it since lockdown ended, and I think it's in a good place.
It starts on
speech.
It comes out Monday, so it starts on Wednesday.
Wednesday, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
That sounds like the best show in Comedy Festival. I'm booking my tickets right now.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's a John Leguizamo themed show. Yeah. It's very strange.
Another cuck.
Other famous cuck, John Leguizamo.
There are some other shows that are on at the Comedy Festival called Wax Quizzical. That's right. At Comedy Republic every Sunday at 3 p.m., we're doing this podcast live in front of a studio audience. If you buy tickets. That's the only catch to us having an audience is that you've got to buy tickets. ComedyRepublic.com.au, which is where you find Sammy Shah's tickets.
That's right. You
is also where you find Wax Quizzical tickets. We will see you there. See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.